Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation today, the topic today is all about alignment. And as we romp through the alphabet, we begin with the letter A, which is indeed for alignment, and this is where we start. There is nothing more important than your alignment with you. What we mean by this is very specific. We mean that your alignment with your inner being, the part of you that remembers who you really are, is the single most important aspect of anything that you're ever about. Oftentimes, our physical friends will mistake their alignment with an idea or a topic as being more important than their alignment with themselves. And if through this conversation, through this series of conversations, it is our intention to lay out all of the different ways in which the alignment with yourself will play itself out through your experience. Why alignment with you is more important than alignment with anything else, and why that powerful alignment is the one thing that will literally arrange everything around you to your benefit in ways that you can't even possibly imagine from where you are, because you haven't evolved into those experiences yet. So let us begin with the idea of what alignment is. Alignment is when you are sitting where you're sitting and paying attention to who you are, what is arising up within you, and what feels better to you from where you are as the next step, either the next step in your thought, in your words, or in your actions. This alignment with you, choosing your personal preference above all other preferences that appear to be presented to you, this is alignment. This alignment happens quite naturally if you will allow it. Alignment doesn't mean that you ignore everything else. What alignment means is that you put your preference above what everything else seems to be appearing to want you to go to have, to do, to be. In other words, it's a supremely selfish act and supremely self-centered, but it's self-centered with a capital S. In other words, you're centered around your connection to all that is. You're centered around the fact that you are an extension of source energy. You're centered around the idea that the you that you are now is perfect exactly the way that it is, and that nothing more is needed, but many other things are wanted. The self-centeredness has to do not with pushing away other people, other ideas, other thoughts, but allowing them to be exactly what they are, and bringing your own idea, your own desire, your own alignment to the table in a very, very powerful way. There are times when we notice that what you do with alignment is you try to fix yourself on an idea of something that you want because of what you believe it will bring you. So you might be thinking, well, what I want is more money because then I'll be happy, which is a very common idea. So you try to line up with money. You try to serve money. You try to make sure that you do the right thing around money. You try to make sure that you're wise with money, or that you're extravagantly foolish with money. You try to somehow or another line up with the idea of money, which is a constantly impossible task, because money as an idea is constantly evolving and expanding, and just when you think you're lined up with it, it moves off to someplace else, and then you've got to realign yourself up with it one more time. When you are aligned with you, money serves you. when you're aligned with you, you have the opportunity, if you want, to feel happy now. When you're lined up with you, what happens is that the very thing that you believe will come to pass because of the happiness that you are experiencing begins to show up in very delicious ways. When you make alignment with you more important than alignment with anything else, all of the other things that you were chasing, that you were trying to get, that you were trying to have, all the different ways that you were trying to experience yourself begin to show up. But they show up in ways that are infinitely better than what even you imagined before. And that is because your alignment with yourself allows your evolution and your expansion to happen in real time. And what we mean by that is it allows you to be right in the midst of this evolution and expansion without having to set yourself up to have it later, but whether you're feeling your way into it right now. In other words, you're consciously and intentionally right on the leading edge of your own expansion, which is exactly the place that you were designed to be while you're here in this physical reality of your own creation. So as you're lined up with you, putting your own powerful personal preferences first, paying attention to what feels better to you right now, not trying to go for things because of what they'll bring you later, but having now what it is that you want, at least vibrationally speaking, that alignment serves the purpose that it is intended to serve, and that is it sorts out what you're wanting. Because when you're in alignment with you, you're in alignment with all that is, which means that you're in alignment with that single organizing principle, the law of attraction. So you're walking hand in hand with everything. Because alignment is when you've dropped resistance. You don't need to try to drop resistance. If you actually are in alignment with yourself, paying attention to what feels better to you, paying attention to your personal preferences that are very powerful indeed, paying attention to what is naturally rising up within you and following that, letting you as your inner being guide you rather than those things outside of you that seem like the thing to do or to have or to be or to go for, then everything that you're wanting begins to assemble itself for you in much better ways than you could ever possibly have imagined. We just can't say that enough. There is, we notice among our physical friends, a fear that if you actually follow your own alignment, that somehow you'll get sent down some strange, weird, odd path, when in fact it's the most safe thing you could do. It's the most assured thing you could do. It's the most aligned thing you could do. Out of your alignment with you rises up everything that you've been summoning. So we invite you today, as you go through the day, to notice when you choose your alignment with you over your alignment with something else. Begin to notice today. Don't wait. Begin to notice today how your alignment has worked for you, how your alignment is working for you, how things just keep getting better and better and better because you are in alignment with you, capital Y-O-U, your inner being, the part of you that is connected to all that is. This alignment will carry you forward. This alignment will clear the path, will open all the doors, will make the way clear. This alignment is a place of such powerful non-resistance that physical reality literally bows down in front of you and carries you forward. Not because you're special, not because you're different, not because you've somehow found the magical key that unlocks everything, but because this is who you really are, as is true with every other thing that you know of. To Today, as you go through your day, if you happen to come across a cat, observe alignment in action. You will see a being that is very aligned with itself. And as you see this very delicious expression of alignment, notice if there's anything that you want to bring into alignment with you. Not the idea of the thing to be had, or to be done, or to become, but rather the thing that is right there in front of you that feels better, but that you've been putting off because you're thinking, no, I have to go do this first, then I'll come to that. What rises up naturally within you, that intuition that speaks to you constantly, is arising out of your alignment. And when you follow that, when you walk down that path, when you allow that to be much more powerful than anything else, your alignment continues to create exactly what you're wanting. Not perfectly, not in the sense of a perfect, never to be had any problems kind of world, but the contrast that arises, the ways in which things don't exactly seem to be working out, you realize that that is alignment as well. That's just information that's coming to you, telling you where you are in relationship to yourself. So everything works out for you because of your alignment. Today, as you notice these things, don't look for how it's not working, because that's not alignment with you. Look for how it is working. Look for how you are finding alignment. And any time you really notice, hey, wait a second, that was in alignment. That was me acting out of my own alignment, speaking out of my own alignment, thinking out of my own alignment. Really notice that and acknowledge it, because it is a powerful thing to be aware of. And of course, that single organizing principle, law of attraction, will bring you more information about how you are already aligned with yourself, which is always a very good thing to know indeed. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And we are very much looking forward, as we continue through this conversation about alignment, romping through the letters of your alphabet, finding very interesting words to speak about that point back to your alignment. We're looking forward to connecting with you again and again and again in this way. And until the time that we are able to do so again, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.